7,000 fans showed up early for the show at Riverfront Coliseum because they were holding general admission tickets.
That causes the people to press forward to get a seat or a location on the floor.
You get in and find the best place you can, and that may have had something to do with the fact that when the doors to the Coliseum opened at around 7:30 last evening, thousands of people were gathered waiting to get into the show.
And besides, there weren't enough people to take tickets when two doors finally were open.
And to push against the doors and kick them trying to get in.
I could not comprehend why there weren't opening more doors.
Several doors were broken open.
Another door opened next to the one that was already open. A few moments later, it was closed.
And that's when the problem developed. People pushing toward the doors.
I was soaked head to foot and my clothes were ragged.
Panic and eventually, death.
People were sobbing all around. Some people were climbing up the wall above the unopened doors.
11 people died. From all reports, literally trampled to death in a stampede toward the doors.
They would stand on the steel railings, jump up and get a grip at the top of the wall, do a half chin up and move left until they reached the open door.
I was there, but I can't explain what happened Monday night.
Others were pleading also to open the doors, but the police inside were very tough and refused to listen.
And at 7:54, we found the first bodies laying on the ground some 15 feet from the front doors.
The bodies appear to have died of trauma.
For anyone that fell to the ground, there was no way to get up. The crowd just walked over them.
There were some evidence of footprint-like injuries.
They all just started to push. It was just one massive wave of pushing.
There were multiple contusions.
You could actually see the kids, they'd push and they'd kind of fall back and push again.
I caught my breath. I pleaded with a young woman police officer to open the doors, that there were people down out there.
Any that might have fallen in the front were just trampled.
The deaths were attributed to the asphyxiation.
The crowd surged forward, people fell, they panicked, and 11 ended up dead.
I hung my head in frustration as I received an answer from the woman police officer. Where can they go? As she pointed to the turnstiles where there were very few ticket takers.
Well, for about the last 3 days, we received flowers from the WHO a couple days ago, and have heard them indicate that they felt somewhat responsible for this just because of the nature of their concerts.
We know it was our fault, and it's our responsibility, and I'm not going to get into any deep conversations with any police chiefs, fire marshals, federal people or whatever. I mean, or even any mums and dads. You know, I'm a father. I've got two young kids.
We feel that they have no responsibility for what happened.
There's no words to say what I feel. I'm a parent as well. I've got a boy of 15 and two little girls. And I can just say I'm sorry for what's happened, you know.
There's no one reason for this happening.
There were two other girls from Finneytown, Jacqueline Beckerly and Karen Morrison, that had gone down to the Coliseum very, very early that day. Karen was 15 years old, Jackie was 16.
It's a series of events, and the total facts are not going to be known until all the information is released.
For Karen, it was her first concert that she had ever gone to. They had decided to go down real early because they wanted to avoid the crowd and they wanted to get a good seat. So they were really, you know, very, very close to the doors.
Nobody cares more than the bands about it, I assure you. But that part of it is always totally out of our control,
you know. You know, my brother who was killed loved the band. You know, he was just a 100% clean kid that happened to like to play the guitar and, you know, happened to like rock and roll.
There's no way it's going to stop us. I mean, we'll go on.
He was looking forward to this concert, you know, more than anything I can remember.
It was just, you know, we lost our drummer last year, and now we've lost another 11 fans. I mean, we'll go on for them, you know. I mean, rock and roll, it's got nothing to do with rock and roll. You know, it's got to do with just the way society is generally now. I mean, those kind of things are going to happen in 20th century society.